Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
We're looking at our story. One way of looking at the way that we live our lives and a really important way of understanding how we become the people that we are is to see that we actually live our lives as a journey, as a narrative. We live our lives narratively. We move from one event to the next, and we are the result of all of our experiences and the place that we grew up and the people that we have in our world. And sometimes some of our experience can actually have been out of our control, but they can still have been really, really influential in shaping who we've become, and they're the plot points in our story. We live what we learn, and we learn what we live, a colleague of mine was really fond of saying, and I think that sums up greatly how we actually build our own story based on the experiences that we've had. And every day we are the one with the pen, and we are the result of our own story. Now, because of this, when we experience negative experiences, they can be particularly powerful plot points in our story. And a lot of the work that I do with people is helping them to work through the impact of negative experiences, the impact of a cumulative effect of negative experiences in their life on their sense of self, on who they are, and how these things can be related to things like confidence, as well as increased depression, anxiety, substance use and a whole variety of other difficulties in life. Because we live our lives narratively, often when we experience difficulty in the present, it can be coming from some experience that we've had in the past. And my first tip this week is to anyone that's experienced any form of trauma, that it's never too late to seek really professional trauma-informed care to help deal with the impact of those traumatic experiences. And most people who take that very, very, very brave step are able to reclaim aspects of their life that maybe they didn't even know were impacted or were missing. It's really important that wherever any incidents of abuse and trauma are present in our life and part of our narrative, that we're able to seek some really, really expert assistance in overcoming that, because they can be incredibly powerful. Now, I encourage everyone this week to think about their life as a story and to consider, maybe over a cup of coffee at some point, what were the events that shaped you? If you had to pick four or five plot points in your journey, what were those points which were really, really influential in shaping who you've become? Which characters were influential in your story? What character strengths within yourself have you developed along the way, and how did that come about? What aspects of your story have allowed you to cope or overcome any adversity and keep moving forward? And another really, really good way to shift the focus away from some of the negative things that we've experienced and towards some of the positive things would be to consider, you know, what parts of your life would you like to hand down to say, an imaginary child or a real child? Which aspects of your upbringing in your life would you like to hand down the line? Someone I worked with once said that he understood his life as being a filtering system. He'd had a very negative time, and he was filtering those negative experiences out of his own life so that his kids could have a different story. And it was a really beautiful way of looking at it, and I think we can all take something from that. So, you've got the pen. Be your own editor this week with Mind Games.